Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, Dallas Truck Run has over 1,000 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They're all priced below market value. Check them out today at DallasTruckRun.com.
Thanks, Lucius. It's time for Jeffrey time. Here's Mike as Jeff's out today, filling in for those broadcast responsibilities. It's Bassick.
All right, so the G-Bag Nation, after we got home from work yesterday, did our family responsibilities, and then at 8 p.m. on ESPN, we all tuned in to watch 42-1, the Buster Douglas story, and we'll have it next after the song. All right, so I'm going to hand it over to Chris here in a second because I got to watch it. I've watched a lot of things on Tyson, but don't know nearly as much on Mike Tyson as Chris Arnold does. I thought the show was okay. There could have been a lot more added to it. It was also because just such a crazy story in our lifetime that I just wanted to know more, and I got a little bit more information, but not as much as I wanted, as I found out that USA playing the USSR in 1980 at Vegas was 3-1. So just to give you the odds, 42-1, when they're like, do you believe in miracles? Well, not really. It was 3-1 now that I know that. You know, do you want to believe in miracles? You know, 42-1, which is rarely ever, if never seen in matches, actually happen. And the guy, as the underdog won in Buster Douglas. So, Chris, I turn it over to you to kind of give us more on the unbelievable story.
Let's
that
set
night.
This up. Now, first of all, Gavin, you've seen this too. You saw it last night.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty good show.
Lucius. You refuse to watch this thing.
I can't watch that. Was it called post-traumatic stress?
Yeah.
I was a young child when Mike Tyson got knocked out.
I'm going to tell you something.
My family used to have big fight parties, man.
There are people.
Destroyed me.
It bad just, memories.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dude, I was so disappointed. I heard about it happening. I was on a soccer field.
See?
And the news started spreading along one sideline, and play pretty much stopped as everybody was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, this was one of the biggest upsets of all time. I have covered almost all of Mike Tyson's championship fights. This was in Tokyo. Nobody went to this fight. I'm going to explain that in a second here, but this was the biggest upset maybe in sports. I was at the NBA All-Star Weekend in Miami, and once that news broke, it was on a Saturday night, the All-Star game's on a Sunday, it's the All-Star Weekend, in 1990, it just consumed everybody. In fact, this is what you turn on to ESPN, this is Charlie talking about this.
Buster Douglas knocking out the seemingly invulnerable Mike Tyson. It is bigger than any upset in boxing history. This could be the biggest upset in sports, period.
Period. To show everybody how big this is, Mike Tyson was arguably the most famous man on the planet at that time, sports figure, because he was undefeated. He was 37-0. He was knocking out everybody in the first round. I mean, people were debating whether he was greater than Muhammad Ali. Mind you, Muhammad Ali had just retired maybe 10 years earlier. So it was kind of like Jordan versus LeBron. And LeBron had won all the titles. You follow me?
I was always on Ali in those because I thought the defense, the height advantage, he would have stayed away from the big shots and then put Tyson away late.
Yeah, and Ali was such an entertainer. I mean, he was the rope-a-dope and the shuffle and the Ali shuffle. He did everything. And I was like, no, Ali. Even though Ali had lost his last fight or two before he retired, it was Ali. But Tyson was undefeated. Boxers were afraid to walk into the ring against him. But again, like I said, Customato had created him and made him just a fierce fighter, having him fight every other month. But then Customato died.
When he was in that mode, they showed some video last night. And again, I agree with you guys. There wasn't a lot of new information, but I got reminded a lot of stuff. And I forget what fight it was, but there was this menacing look on Mike Tyson's face after one of those fights that he'd ended in the first round that I thought, man, if I'm an opposing fighter, just the intensity, it was like a bull breathing fire.
It was like going to your own execution. Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough you've been hit before in fights, Mike Tyson would make you quit on the first punch.
So you know what's interesting, Chris, is I watched the fight again because after it was over, they showed the whole fight in its entirety. And what was interesting, as they met in the center of the ring, and I don't know who called the fight on TV, but they immediately said this. This was before a punch is thrown. This isn't like replaying and somebody doing it over. This is in like, you know, Mike Tyson doesn't look like he has the fire in his eyes that usually he does when he meets the guy in the center of the ring. So before it even happens, like the announcers are like, Mike Tyson doesn't look like he cares about this or cares to, you know, show intimidation to start
and
this
match.
And
that's the other side of the story. So let's give some of the backdrop on this story, the subplots on what was going on here. Mike Tyson, like I said, Customato died. He had him fighting every other month to keep him out of trouble. Once Customato died, he marries Robin Givens, and somehow or another, he hooks up with Don King. Don King got his grips on Mike Tyson, and of course, Don King doesn't fight a guy but every half a year at the most. So Mike Tyson's partying. He's doing everything, hanging out with every star. Again, back in those days, because I covered all of his fights and I'm all over the place doing all these different kind of things, I get to know a lot of different people. And one of the guys in his entourage, John Horn, winds up being Mike Tyson's co-manager. John Horn was Sam Perkins' gopher with the Dallas Mavericks.
Really?
He goes off to Hollywood to be a movie star. It didn't work out. He's taking acting classes with Robin Givens. He introduces me to Robin Givens and Mike Tyson as they got engaged in Chicago at an all-star game. And I was like, what? That's when I got to know Mike Tyson. And of course, I got a good relationship with Mike Tyson to this day. But back in those days, he was just a party animal. Mm. And that was part of the reason why he was kind of vulnerable. But Buster Douglas, what a lot of people didn't know, he was a tomato can. And by the time Don King had gotten Mike Tyson fighting these tomato cans, it was like he's beating people in 90 seconds, 93 seconds, and nobody was going to pay celebrities or fans to see Mike Tyson fight in America unless he had a big name to fight. And it was all a buildup because Don King wanted him to fight Evander Holyfield, but he wanted to get a bunch of money first with all these little fights, right? Buster Douglas had quit in a fight against Tony Tucker.
Yeah.
And
six fights before.
Yes.
And that kind of ruined him, like as far as his reputation and all that.
Yeah, it was like, oh, this guy, he could quit in the middle of the ring. I mean, it was that bad. So they couldn't get an arena in America.
I mean, he wasn't really even knocked out. He just kind of stopped throwing punches.
Yeah.
That was the weird part of it is like, man, what was up with Buster Douglas at that point? I guess it was psychological. He felt so much stress and pressure from his dad always being on top of him.
Right.
You know, trying to get him to be the man that he
exactly.
was.
Exactly. His dad was a big-time fighter, and he never won the championship, but he's just a big-time fighter in Columbus, Ohio. So he's trying to impress his dad. His mom was a real nice lady named Lula Pearl, and Miss Lula Pearl was like, no, son, you don't need to fight Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson might hurt you.
But then by the time they got close to the fight, before she passed, she was telling her friends at work, I think my boy's going to beat Mike Tyson.
Yeah, because he was taking it so seriously. Now, a lot of people didn't understand this. And again, they had the fight in Tokyo. I've actually been to the Tokyo Dome where they had the fight. They called it the Egg when the Cowboys played Houston way back in the day. So I've seen that. So I'm watching this thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's over there. But no real media covered that fight. Only the hardcore boxing media did because it was such a mismatch. And so it was such a mismatch. We got the odds maker from Vegas.
No one thought Buster could win. Back then, I was working at the Mirage, and I decided we would take action on the fight. The favorite, Tyson, of course. The underdog, Douglas. The odds, 42-1.
What'd you say about the Winter Olympics?
3-1.
Yeah, the United States beats the USSR. 3-1. This was 42-1. In fact, nobody thought it could win. They asked him this.
Mr. Douglas, Las Vegas, they think it's going to be so one-sided. Does it bother you that you are such an underdog?
No, it's been like that since day one.
That 42-1, they show this guy saying, you bet $42,000, you'll get $1,000 if he wins.
And I guess they showed it. They opened it up, I think, at 27-1 and couldn't get any action on it.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, 32-1. And they finally got it to 42-1 when people are like, okay, I'll put some money on Buster Douglas.
So Mike's partying his butt off.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say, what would the odds have been if the public had known Mike was partying his butt off and Buster Douglas had been laser focused for like a year building up to it?
They might have squeezed it down. But still, remember, Tyson was invincible. no one could even last in the fight.
No.
I mean, he was
Spinks
like,
and Trevor Burbick. They looked completely lost.
You know, he couldn't beat a brown liquor, though.
Exactly. He couldn't beat a brown liquor or these sushi girls over there in Japan and the saunas. And he was just partying with Bobby Brown over there. I mean, it was crazy.
So one of the things that would have been interesting is if Mike Tyson hadn't been an open book, was more private, he wouldn't have told these stories, and then last night would have been a bombshell. But like throughout the last 10 to 15 years, he's told stories about being on private jets with like a bowling ball of cocaine.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And
just all sorts of pure chaos was circling around his life. No way to prepare for a fight. But when you're that young and
you know, 23 years old,
you're invincible.
The youngest heavyweight champion of all time.
Everybody's telling you there's no way you can lose.
Right. You can look, his corner was so raggedy. They were treating it like an exhibition because they had it in Japan. So everybody in Japan, you get to see Mike Tyson in person.
Well, we see it all the time now with the big European soccer stars coming to play their preseason exhibitions in America. Example. You can see the body language on a Cristiano Ronaldo as he's walking out into the Cotton Bowl and he kind of half-heartedly waves at you. That's the kind of tour Mike Tyson
was on. This just
in,
Adam Ottavino says Mike Tyson wouldn't have lasted one round.
There you go, Mike.
So we get to the fight. We're going into the fight. 23 days before the fight, his mom dies.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, she had been feeling kind of low, sick. His brother's in the special 30 for 30. But, you know, it galvanized. He's going to win this fight for his mom.
His promoter was like, maybe you don't want to fight. And he was like, no, this is what mom would want.
Yep. He's in the best shape of his life. He's 6'4", 231 pounds. By the way, his record was 20-4, including that quit. His dad, he had made kind of peace with his dad. He was laser focused, and he was the only one that believed in himself. And in that fight, here's what happened.
Just came to a point where they got it. Bam, 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 and boom.
Look at that. He's knocked Mike Tyson down for the first time in his career. Mike Tyson hits the canvas. He's in big trouble. He may not be able to recover. It's up to seven. And eight, he's not going to make it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This has got to be the biggest upset in the history of boxing. Buster Douglas, the new undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
Absolutely insane. Now, I know, Lucius, you can't watch it.
No, Iron Mike Tyson got beat up by a fat dude named Buster.
Yes.
That'll never sit right with me.
Yes.
And he was never the same ever again.
Never the same.
The aftermath is this. After that fight, by the way, Douglas got knocked down, too. He got knocked down and had a 12 count because the referee was kind of slow, and they challenged it. Don King challenged it. They tried to overrule it. No, it stood. He's still the champion, so there's going to be this rematch. Well, in between the rematch, Buster Douglas, that wasn't a big payday for him. So he's waiting around for Tyson. Tyson's trying to get his act together, but he's partying all the time. Robin Givens divorces him. He has the situation with the rape charges with Miss Black America pageant. So he can't even fight. He goes to prison. Holyfield fights Bugler Douglas. I was at that fight. Bugler Douglas was fat in that fight, and Holyfield knocked him out, won the title. Buster Douglas got $24 million and immediately retired. Then he got diabetes and came back and fought a couple more times later. And then that was the end of that. But this special is good, but it could have been great had they had Mike Tyson's point of view and some current Mike Tyson interviews.
I think the last thing I want to add to this, Chris, if you're in college right now or in your early mid-20s, that still heavyweight boxing was the number one event in all of sports.
Yeah.
So a heavyweight boxing match. Yeah. If you're thinking about it today in the Wilder and Deontay Wilder, and you're like, I didn't watch it or whatever. That was for our time 20, 30 years ago. That was still the number one sporting event in all of sports. Bigger than the Super Bowl, bigger than the NBA Finals was when you had Tyson versus somebody.
Yeah.
That was the number one thing in all of sports to watch.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!